This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
You know,
our values are Tina's.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Welcome back. We're still joined by Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell of California, member of the House Intel Committee. If you've been watching cable news for the past year, no doubt you have seen the congressman talking a lot about Russia. Here's part.
Russia attacked our democracy this past election.
And then they showed up to his Trump Tower, offered the evidence to his family. They received it. They didn't turn it down. Donald Trump for years had been working with the Russians. He brought people on his campaign who had ties to the Russians.
We have seen a candidate and a president who has spoken in very flattering ways about Vladimir Putin.
All of the arrows continue to point to a personal, political, and financial relationship that Donald Trump had with the Russians.
The congressman has come on tonight. We've given him a lot of time to present to us evidence, actual evidence of collusion. Congressman, thanks a lot for coming back.
Yeah, of course. Thanks.
So there, you know, Trump said in the campaign, I want to bring us closer to Russia. A lot of people agree. I certainly agree with that. A lot of people on his campaign.
Why? Why did you agree with that?
Because as a geopolitical matter, I think the enemy is China. And I think we have.
Can we have more than one enemy?
Absolutely. But I just think I don't agree with her posture, aggressive. I don't agree with the Trump administration's posture toward Russia right now, actually. It's too bellicose. Whatever. But that's a legitimate point. That's all I'm saying. It doesn't make you a traitor. But is there actual evidence? I've followed this pretty carefully. Where's the actual evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Putin?
So, 2014, 15, 16, Russians hack into our DNC. They weaponize social media. 2015, they make what I think is the first approach that we know. So Felix Sater, Russian-American, former business partner with Donald Trump, approaches Donald Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, and says, let's get Donald Trump to build a Trump Tower in Moscow.
Right.
We can engineer this, get Trump and Putin together, and make our boy president. So that's the first known approach. So the hacking's going on, and you start to see these different approaches. And there's two different types of approaches. There's the approaches to get Trump and Putin together, which is unusual because he's a candidate. And then there's the approaches to preview the hacked emails that the Russians have against Hillary Clinton. So you see that offer made to George Papadopoulos,
right,
while he's over in London by a Russian. He lied about that. He pled guilty to lying, admitted that it occurred. You see the approach with the June 9th meeting, the Agalarov family, Russian developers close to Putin, trying to get Trump and Putin together. They offer, you know, dirt on Hillary Clinton. That June 9th meeting, they move heaven and earth, Donald Trump Jr. and Paul Manafort and Kushner, to take the meeting, right?
Right.
Donald Trump, days before the meeting occurred, once his son knows the meeting's happening, tells the world new information's coming out about Hillary Clinton. Days after the meeting, Julian Assange tells the world that Hillary Clinton emails are coming out. Then you start to see the hacked emails released. What does candidate Trump do? He doesn't disavow them. No one in the family says we had taken these meetings. Instead, he invites the Russians on a public stage to hack more.
So I think you're talking about his press conference. He did. So I think we have that. This is July 27th, 2016, at the Doral National, which he owns in Doral, Florida. Here's the clip you're talking about.
Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press. Let's see if that happens.
Well, can you, I mean, Eric Swalwell is on Tuckerson, of course, on Carl Tucker. And I don't know. I mean, here he is, he's running for office, and I don't know, what do you think? Do you think that he served himself well, that he was credible in, you know, talking about, you know, about his case and the Russian collusion? Or is it just more of the same? I mean, it's delusional. I mean, this is a guy, he's, you know, pretty sharp guy, I guess. He's an attorney and should be smarter than this, but he came across rather hollow. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, what is he doing here? Didn't make a whole lot of sense to me, and didn't make his case very well, even though Tucker gave him a lot of room last night and additional time. I'm sure, you know, somebody's going to ask for equal time, huh? What do you think?
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I know you hear some of these congressmen and you wonder, you go, is it even going to be possible to get this country back on track? And it's, you know, because it's like one of us is hearing Laurel, the other, Yanny? And it's like, wait a minute, how can we get together when we're not even agreeing on reality here? This is bizarre, but hey, this is the America we live today. And meanwhile, some of us are, you know, still trying to untangle and figure this all out. John Guandola joins us now. John is a former FBI agent, a counterterrorism expert. He is author of Sharia, the Threat to America, author of the newly released book, Raising a Jihadi Generation, worldwide on the Who's list of 2014. John Guandola, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks again for having me.
Hey, always good to have you here. John, before we get in, you just got back from Israel, and there's lots to report there. And so very interested to hear about your experiences there. But as a former FBI agent, is this a bit distressing for you, the way the FBI is being painted and exposed right now, or do you just say this is just a bunch of conspirators?
Well, there's a little bit of both with regard to everything going on, but you definitely have FBI leadership that is corrupt. We certainly have, at least in Director Comey, criminal violations, it looks like, in the case of Andrew McCabe, Executive Assistant Director, criminal activity. So I think there is a real problem, in the executive leadership. I think it goes beyond just those two gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, in the work I do, my experience has been that, there is no training in the FBI on the real threat. And so when we go around the country and train local police, when we have FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force people in the room, they are as ignorant as anyone else. And so it's there's a whole multiple layers of disturbing things going on at the FBI. And it's sad because there are good men and women in the FBI that joined to do the right thing and to fight for their country. But the leadership, I think, is clearly criminally negligent.
Well, John, you know, when you say something like this, and of course, I you know, like most people, want to respect the downline of the FBI. And I want to say this in a way, and I know you understand this, is that, you know, all it takes is one apple to spoil the whole bunch. People are quick to say that the downline of the FBI institution is not quite so affected, maybe because they're so busy, you know, other barriers that would keep it from being infected. But you have to know, like in any institution, culture runs deep, and it may not be that overt. it might be just a little bit of a tweak, just like you say, just in the whole presentation of counterterrorism. You know, the language, what Brennan brought to the agency and others that really softened, the danger of Islamic activity. You know, all these things are part and parcel and influence the culture. And if you have a corrupt leadership, it may not be a real overt turn or twist, but it's tainted, is it not?
Well, I want to just make a couple comments on that. I appreciate your question a lot. I was recently asked to just put something together to answer the question that you kind of posed at the very beginning is, can these problems be fixed? Are they insurmountable? And specifically, I was asked with regard to the FBI. And just two things I really want to leave with you and your audience, and that is if you look back even into the 80s, but going forward, there have been several in the mid-90s and then in the mid-2000s, around 2006, 7 timeframe, there were two pretty extensive products put together, research products about the FBI. One was looking at the post-9/11 world, and one was looking at the post several in the 80s, several failures. Both in the intelligence, counterintelligence side of the FBI, as well as in the criminal division. And they all came down to just a few things, and this is really what I want to leave, is that culturally, institutionally, however you describe it, there is a problem with how FBI agents are hired, and promoted and trained. Mm-hmm. Those three things. And I'll just very briefly go through them real quick. So how we hire people, I think in some ways the FBI hires fantastic people. During the Mueller administration, when he was the director, he stopped hiring for a period of time military veterans and police officers, and he was hiring people solely for their skills. And I can just tell you what happens in an organization, and you don't have to be a genius. You can look in the business world or in the military or anywhere else. When you hire people for skills and not for the kind of people, their character, what they bring to the table, their desire, all of that, then you get a bunch of people that are good at something, but they aren't necessarily good for the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened for several years during Director Mueller's time as director in the 2000s. You know, he came in about 10 days before 9/11 and was extended under Mr. Obama,
right,
and remained an extra couple of years beyond his 10-year mandatory. When we talk about hiring, that's an important piece. When you hire somebody who has a skill versus something else, the other thing is, this is just a question. The FBI and the CIA, you can actually go online and apply. Now, for me, that is a huge red flag. Now, many people are like, why? Everybody applies online. This is the FBI and the CIA we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Do you think Chinese intelligence, Russian FSB, German intelligence just has a place on their website you can go and apply? The answer is no.
Exactly.
Because professional organizations in the intelligence world don't do that. We actually go out, we find people, we recruit people,
we identify people. Right.
The Bureau's not doing that. So all of these go into that culture. And because of the fact, I know for a fact that there's some basic things where there's not training in the FBI on. And I'll just leave this on the promotion system. When I was in the FBI, the FBI brought in a major commercial organization to evaluate the FBI's promotion system, and they said if we could create the worst promotion system for any organization, you guys are doing it. And so when you put these things together, it creates some real significant long-term problems, and nobody wants to address it. And it comes down to that, is that the number one problem is leadership in the FBI. And as we can see, they have major leadership problems. Some of them are criminals.
Mm-hmm. And where's the oversight and accountability? But that's a whole nother question. John Guandolo is with us, the president founder of Understanding the Threat, the only organization in the nation which provides a detailed assessment of the enemy threat in your local area. We've got more from John on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must-read. Today you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text Benna to 79000 now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Okay, this is why we've got to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, conversation with John Guandolo, the president and founder of Understanding the Threat. John, just to kind of put a ribbon a little bit here, because we could be talking about this for days, because like you, I mean, I'm an outsider, but our concerns are still the same about an institution that should be a powerful force for good for our country. And right now, the FBI seems rather compromised. And the question that most Americans have is that, wow, has the infection so metastasized that we may have to just rebuild this thing from the bottom up?
Well, I want to... Yes, I think that may have to happen, but I think at a minimum what needs to happen is the entire executive leadership needs to be cleaned out. Now, at some level, that's already starting to happen, but it needs to be much more significant. That's my real impression. I mean, I would go so far as to say, you know, you pick a level, a GS-15 level, or maybe even a lower level than that. And everybody at that level and above, you say, thanks for your service. And I know there are people that I've had this discussion with that think that's too radical and that you'll lose a lot of experience. And my retort is, I'm looking at what the functionality of the FBI is right now in certain areas. You got to remember, in the FBI right now, the criminal division, for the most part, is functioning very well.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other parts of the Bureau that are functioning very well. There are thousands, you know, there are approximately 14,000 FBI special agents. And the vast majority of them are working hard every day to do the right thing and making good cases. But the leadership of the Bureau at the special agent in charge level and above is in dire need of some house cleaning. So it's possible. I don't know that it's probable, because it, like most things in the federal government right now, to clean it up requires very aggressive, radical action. Mm-hmm. And I've just seen, it doesn't seem like people are willing to take that action at all. I mean, Christopher Wray came in and basically said, everything looks fine to me. I mean, essentially, literally, that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
yes.
looks fine to me.
Right.
That, to me, just tells me that guy needs to be booted out the door immediately.
Right.
But he's not.
Exactly.
So this is what you're left with.
Right. Well, John, again, as always, we appreciate your insight and because of your experience at the FBI. And I feel for those downline officers that have, you know, a lot of pride in the FBI, what it stands for, and they've got to be frustrated. And I imagine, you know, back away from everything. They're probably, you know, and when I say back away from everything, I mean away from you know, all this madness. It grieves them to think that this is what has happened to their institution. And I got to imagine also that if things were to get squared away, and we'll tell if that's the case, you're going to hear a shout from, you know, from the downline going, thank God, you know, and maybe they can you know, kind of polish up, you know, the three letters of the FBI once again and make it a proud institution. And I look forward to that day. And I like you, question is, if this is the time for courage, is there enough courage within our government, within the institution to make this happen? Because like anything that's happening in our world today, it's a small percentage of people, you know, 2-3%, it's the tail shaking the dog. And we got these problems, whether in any one of the three-letter agencies throughout our government where there are problems, it's a small group of people. All the downline people are working their butts off trying to make it work and, you know, feel good about what they're doing. But some of this culture in that that has been institutionalized is problematic. And that's going to, boy, I'll tell you, that's going to take some time and energy and courage, like I said, to really attack this. But that aside right now, I did want to especially address the fact that you just got back from Israel celebrating their 70th anniversary. The move of the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to what many already recognize, Jerusalem as its capital. What were the takeaways for you, John?
I think there were a few big takeaways. I think number one is you have a nation in Israel surrounded by people that from the moment they became a quote-unquote nation state in the eyes of the world, the political world, in 1948 were attacked, by Jordan and those surrounding. You know, Israel's surrounded by Egypt, Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon. I was able to go with my group to the borders of Lebanon on both the east and west sides, right, like the farthest outpost.
Mm-hmm.
And these are civilian communities that are attacked, mm-hmm. literally by Hezbollah. And there's actually out in the field across from where we sat a big, huge Hezbollah flag, just letting everybody know who's out there. And same thing on the Syrian, Jordanian, and Egyptian borders. So what I was shocked by was the restraint of the Israeli government in the midst of what they're dealing with. And we were fortunate enough to get some briefs by military leaders and government leaders mm-hmm. while we were there. That's the first thing. Second thing, I think, is that the way the media portrays events since I was in the country when the Iranian missile attacks took place on Jerusalem Day, on the 70th anniversary, on the moving of the embassy, and on the attacks from Gaza, what the media portrayed, Skyline News, CNN, and all the rest of them, about what was happening in Gaza, they were all on the Gaza side, mm-hmm. giving the Hamas propaganda right. perspective. And what you actually didn't see, or may, you know, some people may have seen, but very little of, is Hamas is putting their women and children up front to go across the border, and you're forcing the Israelis to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know that Israelis have had come up with an SOP for their snipers on how to deal with young children? I mean, what an incredible thing to know that, you know, as a combat veteran and a Marine Corps, you know, commander,
right.
to know that you're putting men in positions to have to make a decision to shoot a child. And so they have, you know, they came up with an SOP to shoot as a sniper below the knee to stop this. And so what did the Hamas guys start doing over time? They start having their children crawl on their knees. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that it's just unbelievable. So to me, the contrast between Israel and its neighbors, not that I needed an education in it, but it just is so stark when you're actually there. And the final thing is, on the Temple Mount, the location where the Jewish temple used to sit, where now you have the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock,
mm-hmm.
you literally have Sharia up in that area. You can't wear a cross. You can't wear a Star of David. If they catch you praying, they throw you out. Men and women have to be covered. It's outrageous. It's truly outrageous. And I think what was firmed up for me is what Israel needs to simply do is just take back land that is rightfully theirs. Jerusalem has always been the capital of Israel for
thousands of years. Thousands of years, right, exactly.
It's not a question. And I think just because of the United States hesitation, including under Republican and Democrat administrations, I think under this administration, Israel could say, you know, actually what the West Bank is called Israel.
What
Gaza is called? It's called Israel. What Jerusalem's called? It's called Israel. And we're just going to go ahead and take it. Those are my thoughts and my takeaways.
Well, great insight here, and I appreciate you sharing that with us, John, because many of us here in the West, of course, you know, when there's so much that's anti-Israel, especially stuff from the United Nations, and that it is a concerted effort to put out a narrative that is less than truthful, and we appreciate you bringing the truth here to Bill Martinez Live. John Guandolo, President and Founder of Understanding the Threat. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. You know, with every school shooting, we look at several things. You know, we want to know the why. And I say that's a good start. And, and sometimes we can get caught in a particular issues of the why and the answer, and a lot of it seems to be, you know, about the Second Amendment these days. But I really appreciate what the Parent Television Council has been doing and looking at it in a more holistic manner. And by that I mean beyond the Second Amendment. It's like, okay, look at this is a cultural issue. And if you want to deny that, I think you run into a problem. We're really never going to get down, I think, to solving the problem. It gets back to that. It's not the gun. It's the person with the gun. And, what is going on? And this is what President Trump has alluded to on many occasions, is that we need to consider what is it that our children who are picking up guns, what is influencing them? What is, expanding their capacity to consider that violence is somewhat of an acceptable expression? Well, Melissa Hansen is with us. She's the Director of Grassroots Education Activism for the Parents Television Council. Melissa, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, would you agree, Melissa? I mean, I'm grateful for what, the Parents Television Council is doing in broadening the debate to consider, okay, what is happening, in the minds of our children that is telling them that this is acceptable behavior or some consideration?
Yeah, this goes back, probably almost 20 years. You can look back to, say, the Columbine school shooting, and you see a very consistent pattern quite often that the kids that are involved in these shootings, the kids that are showing up at schools armed and ready to kill their fellow classmates, quite often, in addition to a history of some sort of psychological disturbance, you'll find that many of them were avid players of violent video games, or that they were fascinated by or had an interest in particularly violent films. And this is a very consistent pattern that we've seen throughout many of these school shootings. It's the one thread that runs through all of them. And so I think President Trump was correct in saying that maybe we need to be looking at the media that kids are consuming and look again at the rating. Because what we've seen at the Parent Selection Council over the years is that although some of these products may be labeled as for adult audiences only, many retailers have no problem selling violent media media products to children, even if they're not accompanied by a minor. And more often than not, when it comes to TV and movies, the violent content is not restricted to adult audiences only, and it is being aggressively marketed to younger kids, teenagers in particular.
Mm-hmm. Melissa, also, I guess just and not to go too sidebar or sideways on this discussion here, is... the thought comes that maybe what is also contributing here is that we've, I think allowed for too many soft spots for kids. You know, they've been protected in a way to where, you know, everybody gets a trophy when they participate. We got to be really sensitive to their feelings that, you know, we're just not letting, you know, life, you know, and peer pressure and all that natural kind of thing that and dynamic that happens within humanity, that we've tried to be so protective of it that maybe it makes the sensitive even that much more sensitive. Am I saying that right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. I think you're probably on to something, but I think it's that taken in conjunction with the fact that, you know, exposure to all these violent images and violent media messages also is, I think, making kids maybe more cruel to their peers than what we would have seen in past generations. So I think it's a combination of kids, their inability to look outside of themselves and to see that there is life beyond their high school social clique, that there is something else beyond all of that, and taken in conjunction with the fact that many children have stopped viewing their peers as human beings whose feelings need to be taken into consideration. So I think it's a combination of the two.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not trying to ignore the influence of the media. I think that it's definitely there. But if we're starting with the person themselves, then you know what makes up that individual and all these things. I think the sum total of them are contributing to this behavior that is now, you know, is unacceptable, and that's putting it mildly.
Yeah. I mean, you can look back after the Paducah school shooting, for example, and the kid that was involved in that said he didn't expect there to be so much blood. And I think that's part of the reality that we're dealing with now is this dehumanizing effect, where people no longer view others as human beings, that they're obstacles to overcome, or they're barriers to their own success, or they're something other, but they're not viewing these other kids as human beings whose lives have value.
Yeah, they're less thans, you know, and that's the attitude. And of course, if you perceive somebody as being less than what does it matter? I mean, whether it's an unborn baby, or somebody who smells differently on the campus and gets ridiculed and picked on and, you know, that sort of thing. And now you go into the bullying thing. But let's talk about the TV and movie ratings. You say a storm is brewing on this. What are we looking at here, Melissa?
Yeah, the Parents Television Council, we were fortunate to be able to participate in the conversation at the White House with manufacturers of video games to talk about media content and talk about media ratings. And, you know, the video game folks brought out the same old talking points that they've been using now for almost 20 years, saying, well, we rate the stuff. we rate them appropriately. And so it's not our fault if kids are getting their hands on these violent games. And by the way, we're not convinced that kids are influenced by it anyhow. But I think the science shows otherwise. The vast majority of scientific studies on these issues have shown that kids are influenced by media products. And not only are they influenced, but that it creates permanent changes in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
It rewrites the script for your brain.
Exactly.
Changes the way you perceive things and changes the way you respond to things. Mm-hmm. So no, not every kid who plays violent video games going to grow up and become a school shooter. But for a kid who's already on the edge, for a kid who's already psychologically troubled, for a kid who's being bullied and picked on and sees no way out, it increases the likelihood that someday they're going to react violently.
Well, we know it's pretty well accepted that you are what you think. You become what you read, all these influences. I mean, this is pretty empirical. And to disconnect from it, I think, is, I'll tell you, it's really prejudicial and it's hurtful, because the bottom line is, I mean, these producers of, these video games and that, you can say, well, I'm doing this, but, well, let me ask you, do you think it's working? I mean, just because you're doing it, and I think that's what the parent teachers, the Parents Television Council is saying, is the bottom line, is it working, what you're doing?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, because they want to use these ratings and hide behind them, use the ratings as cover or as an excuse to be able to continue to do just whatever they want to do, mm-hmm. regardless of the consequences. I keep thinking of this great quote from Teddy Roosevelt. He said, man cannot avoid being governed. Either you have to learn to govern yourself or you have to submit to being governed by others. And that's something that the entertainment industry has yet to figure out, that if they don't show more self-restraint in putting these kinds of messages out there and marketing them to kids, then they're going to be coming under increased scrutiny. And I don't think that's an ideal solution for anybody, but it's inevitable if they don't do something to curb the amount of violence they're putting out there.
Yeah, well, they're putting themselves at jeopardy, without a doubt. Melissa Henson, Director of Grassroots Education and Activism for the Parents Television Council. Melissa, thank you so much for coming on Great Insight. I appreciate you sharing with us.
All right. Thank you.
You take care. All right, bye-bye.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
This report is brought to you by Fiber One. Brownies don't always have to mean guilt. Fiber One Brownie Bites satisfy your sweet tooth and offer the benefits of daily fiber. At only 130 calories per pack, it's a snack you can feel good about. As schedules start to get busy this spring, these delicious and perfectly portioned bites are the ideal on-the-go treat. With mouth-watering flavors like chocolate fudge and chocolate caramel, it's hard to believe each pack has 5 grams of fiber and less than 10 grams of sugar. Brooke Parkhurst, entertaining expert and cookbook author.
I carry Fiber One Brownie Bites in my bag just to have around when I crave a quick and delicious treat. They're low in sugar and high in fiber.
Add to your snacking routine this spring with this guilt-free indulgence. Find them at major grocery stores nationwide in the snack aisle. For specific retailers, visit FiberOne.com/shop. That's FiberOne.com/shop.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with Pro Max Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez, live.
The intersection of faith, politics, and reason, and the pursuit of truth, no matter where it leads. Welcome back. It's 14 before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and Samantha Mao is with us. Yes, the good news girl. You can go to BillMartinezLive.com, look at Sam's Corner, and you can catch up on all the latest viral videos that she shares with us every week, because sometimes we can't get to them all. And, boy, I'll tell you, she's got a treasure trove of stories and viral videos. Get ready. Get your tissues out, because I'm telling you, they're incredible. Sam, good to have you with us as always, and I appreciate all the hard work here. I mean, we've got some great stories starting off. You know, this has been one of my observations about moms, you know, being the nurturing entities and agents that they are, and I mean that in every significant manner of respect and honor. And there is something about a mother's love and nurture that even though they're apart from their child, whatever the circumstance, the lure is still there, isn't it, Sam?
Oh, yeah. I mean, moms, I feel like something, there's just something special about a mom's love that just, you know, like, we're just so blessed to have it, and it's just, it surpasses, like, time and, you know, anything we ever do wrong or anything like that. Mom's love just, you know, it really gets us through the day, and I love stories that really highlight that, too.
I think it's in a mom's nature. You know, yeah, they're just, they're wired this way, you know, that they can't help but be a mom and be a nurturer, as much as it is for a child to look for their mother for those attributes. And when those things are not happening, you know, it's heartbreaking for everybody.
Okay.
And, you know, and it grieves us when we see this deal. But this first story, all this to kind of warm you up to this first story. And this is the story of a birth mother. A son finally locates his birth mother and discovers that she owns a restaurant named after him. What is it? Wow.
Isn't that wonderful? It had been over 40 years since she'd given him up for adoption. So this is actually U.S. Air Force Colonel Bruce Hollywood. He had a heart attack. You know, this was actually a few years ago when he was 44. This is about 13 years ago. Mm-hmm. But it's gone viral recently because they're telling his story. And so he was born in Japan, adopted by a Japanese couple over there. Or not Japanese couple, I'm sorry. He was adopted by a military couple over in Japan, and mm-hmm. he never got to meet his birth mother. And apparently before the couple left, they gave his birth mother, Nobu Ochi, a picture of him and told him his name was Bruce. And they went over, and they always encouraged him to meet his, you know, reach out to his birth mother, but he never wanted to do it until he had a heart attack when he was 44.
Mm.
And he was just like, you know what, I want to get in touch with her. He ends up hiring a private investigator, and he gets to talk to her for the first time on her 65th birthday.
Mm.
And it just ends up being such a cool story. He's like, I cannot, she said she never got married because the only man she had room for in her heart was him. And she always knew he'd come back to her, and she had the restaurant named after him. And he ended up finding his birth brother 2 years later. This is a wonderful story. And, you know, it's really, people really should just take the chance to just read about Bruce Hollywood and him finding his mom. And, you know, just the whole situation, everybody had love from all sides. His birth parent, you know, his birth parents loved each other and it didn't work out. And there's a whole great story there. And his adoptive parents loved him and he loved it. It's just a wonderful story.
Wow. Wow. Can you imagine trying to reconstruct 40 years of a life that you didn't know? I mean, this is, wow. Wow. That's an incredible story. Now this next one, boy, I'll tell you, this is, you're out for a jog and you discover a baby buried alive. And then 20 years later, they're reunited. Tell us about this.
That's right. Azita Malian, she was jogging her dogs. This is 20 years ago, back in 1998. Mm. And she actually, her dogs, she was just running by. She was supposed to go to a dance that night, and she decided not to, and so decided to go for a run. And it was really just kind of, you know, that's kind of seeing God's hand working, you know, in this baby's life. And her dog starts sniffing around, and she's digging, and she sees these little feet sticking up. And it's just, you know, I can't imagine this baby's just a few hours old.
This
angel of a woman finds him, and she just starts, you know, she's like, please live, I love you. She said she just started saying, I love you, and making sure that the baby's throat was cleared out and he was okay, and she takes him to the hospital, and he ends up making a full recovery and going on to live a great life. And he ends up having, like, this ancestry DNA test, and he was going to, you know, he's going to be on this interview, and they decide to find the woman who rescued him. And she always wondered what had happened to him all these years. You know, I can't imagine finding a baby and you just, in such dire circumstances, of course, her heart, you know, always would wonder whatever happened
sure.
to this child.
Wow.
And, you know, she just started sobbing when she gets to meet him. And, you know, he called her his angel, and it's just an absolutely, you know, you just thank God for people like that and for her taking the time. And, you know, that those first moments that she rescued him, you know, that must have, because I feel like the first moments children are living, there's such high impacts. And
well, they're so vulnerable.
They're
so
right.
What do they have to count on? But
that's
for
right.
adult, you know, security and help. And there he is. And I mean, as if it's not bad enough, he's buried. He's buried alive. Wow.
That's right. And, you know, and we're so vulnerable at that point. And, you know, for her to reach out to him, she didn't just find this little baby, but she was like, I love him. I love you. I love you.
Yes.
You know, and I just, those first words that he's hearing, I'm just wondering how much of a difference that made. You know, you just, you never know the calming effect that finding somebody so loving to find you. And I love stories like that. And
for her to have that.
The way it started out, but.
Yeah. For her to have that within her heart, Sam, as you say, to have that in her heart to say that. And, you know, I think,
right.
of, you know, the Bible talks about a word aptly spoken and a word aptly spoken right. to a baby that was buried alive. You know, I love you, to have that kind of sensitivity to, you know, try to, you know, undo the sense. I mean, if that child had any sense of rejection because his mother, for whatever reason, buried him alive, you know, this child is saved. And wow, what a sweet story.
Pouring love on him.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. You do it again, Sam. You just bring on the tissue here. I think you ought to be. We have you sponsored by Kleenex or something.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Myself out before I start telling you the story.
Wow, yeah, it's powerful. Okay, on the other side here, let's talk about this New York couple. Wouldn't you love to go in your backyard and just find a bunch of gold and money? Just, you know, some treasure trove. I mean, everybody's going to start digging up their backyard here. What happened with this couple?
That's right. Matthew and Maria Emanuel, this is actually in Staten Island. They had a rusty box that they thought was part of their electrical box for years since they moved into their home. And when they started to have some work done in their yard, they found out it wasn't an electrical box after all. They were told it wasn't this. They finally opened it. There's diamonds and jewelry and cash in the safe. And it's about $50,000 worth, and they found an address in there that belongs to their neighbors, actually. And being the good people that they are, they go and they deliver it back to the neighbors. It had been stolen in 2011, and they said they had never even considered keeping it. You know, it was. I just cannot imagine you find this treasure, and you know, better people couldn't have found it.
Yes, exactly.
Better people could not have found this treasure.
Wow. Well, I hope they gave him a reward.
I hope so too. I didn't see where they got a reward or anything, but you know, if you believe in karma, something good's definitely going to be coming back their way.
Yeah, without it. Could you imagine the neighbor? You're wearing some diamonds. You go, hey, that's my bro.
I know.
Where did you get that? Oh, was it in my electrical box in the backyard here?
I know. It was. Can you believe it was so close by? This whole time, it's just sitting outside by this neighbor. I'm not really sure what happened there, but you know,
exactly.
I'm glad that, they found the buried treasure and they gave it back.
Oh, well, good. Good all around. This next story is a month after a fatal crash. This guy, he takes his late son's girlfriend to her senior prom. Oh, wow.
You know, I just can't imagine what this family is going through losing their son. The young lady's name is Kaylee Sutters, and her boyfriend was Carter Brown. And about a month ago, he was driving to surprise her and unfortunately was killed in a car crash. And, you know, Robert, which is Carter's dad, he started thinking about Kaylee, and he's like, you know, it's not just our loss, it's her loss too. I wonder what's going to happen to her. You know, she'd been like a daughter to me. Is she going to still be going to prom? You know, I hate for her to miss that. And she had no intention of going, but Robert decided, you know what, I want to do this to honor my son and to look out for you. Mm-hmm. And he asked Kaylee if she would be up for going to prom. He gets the school's permission, and he takes his late son's car, and they go to TGI Fridays. And just it's kind of just a moment that they shared while they thought about Carter, his son,
yeah.
And I thought it was a really sweet story, and, you know, I can't imagine, you know, he's like, we just try to live and remember him,
yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's something I've never heard of before, and I can't imagine how difficult that was, but,
yeah, all the way around.
Haley too.
Yeah, all the way around. What a blessing. Time for one more quick one, and this is this Texas man shielding the sun for an elderly woman. All of a sudden, you get people getting in the act, and it sparks several acts of kindness, huh? We got about 20
That's
seconds
right.
here. Go ahead.
Well, I'll just tell you really quick. Lewis Jordan, he's a teenage man. He goes to pick up his mom every day from work, and he started seeing Lady Maria that was waiting out in the hot sun. He stood there for 2 hours while he was... When this picture was taken, he stood there for 2 hours protecting her with an umbrella so she didn't have to sit out in the heat. And he said he looks for opportunities like that every day. He believes in God, and he just wants to do what he can.
Oh, great yeah. story. Sam, we got to leave it there. Thank you, as always. Go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. Will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria,